But perhaps not the young audience that commercial networks and cable crave. For them, there is The Walking Dead. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggan says this flesh-eating zombie fest looks like the future of television.
The Walking Dead is the grossest show on TV. We can't wait to watch. Fans love seeing zombies whacked in the head, but it's the great storytelling and riveting anti-heroes that build this show's massive audience. And you can find that combination on other successful cable TV shows, too. There's the morally conflicted, gun-running biker gang on FX's big hit, Sons of Anarchy.
I'm trying to give us a future. If that means stepping outside the lines, then that is exactly what I am gonna do.
And there's the pop culture explosion which happened when Breaking Bad ended, concluding a masterful drama about a teacher-turned-psychopathic drug lord.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
But search for a similar show on NBC, CBS, or ABC, and they're, well, dead in the water. Which is surprising, because TV is a business where cloning big hits is practically a job requirement. NBC's aired 5 different versions of Law & Order. Other networks have so many spin-offs and remakes of NCIS, Hawaii Five-O, or Sherlock Holmes, it can feel like broadcasters only know how to make 5 kinds of TV shows anyway. NBC has tried to bite off a bit of The Walking Dead's success, but they wound up with a series about the world losing all its electricity, called Revolution.
It's happening, isn't it?
It's going to turn off, and it will never turn back on.
Now, losing power may sound like a nightmare to some iPhone-addicted millennials, but compared to flesh-eating zombies, not so much. The Walking Dead is ruthless. Prominent characters can die at any moment. But on Revolution, the biggest character who got killed was brought back to life, and they explained it with a blizzard of nerd speak.
It's the nanotech that did this, right?
It's the only logical explanation I can think of.
Right. The microscopic robots in the air magically resurrected me. That sounds totally logical.
Even the guy who got saved from death thinks that storyline's lame. And Revolution only attracts about 1/3 the viewers of The Walking Dead. Why are the networks struggling to clone these kinds of shows? It's the force of our habits. Many of us still see network television as America's open hearth, a warm spot where we gather to share stories as one big media family. And if CBS or ABC dropped a show like The Walking Dead and that fantasy, advertisers would flee and parents' groups would probably end up decapitating a network executive. Broadcasters have a tough challenge, satisfying older viewers while crafting something bold and explicit for a new generation. Otherwise, the next soulless zombie to take a spike to the head just might be the networks themselves.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.